welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
For joining us here on the show, we're providing you news and commentary rooted in a commitment to individual liberty, personal responsibility, limited government, and the rule of law. Coming up, we're going to visit with the former mayor of Naples, Bill Barnett. Right now, we have with us Elaine Reed. She is the chief executive officer of the Naples Historical Society. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I'm delighted to be here today.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Tell us about the Naples Historical Society.
Well, Naples Historical Society is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based here in Naples. It, of course, is dedicated to the preservation of Naples history and heritage. If we don't save and share our history, it will be gone if we don't protect it. So that's our overall mission.
Right. I saw here a byline on your website: preserve the history of Naples, one member, one tour, one child, and one old timer, one story, one event at a time. I think it's a pretty good byline for the organization.
Thank you. It's inclusive.
Yeah. So the Palm Cottage is, well, of course, we went through this terrible storm, and that one of my concerns when we went through that is what happened to Palm Cottage and the historic district in Naples. Could you give us a rundown of what happened?
Sure. Well, as you know, Hurricane Ian caused tremendous damage, particularly in Fort Myers Beach and the surrounding area.
Yeah.
While Naples did not experience the same level of utter devastation, our coast most certainly got pummeled. Mm-hmm. And that included Naples Historical Society's four properties, one of which is historic Palm Cottage. That is Naples' oldest house, built in 1895. We took in a lot of water and muddy muck, receiving about 12 to 18 inches of water inside the cottage itself.
Ooh.
And the district, the Naples Historic District, that also got pummeled. A lot of the houses along the coastline just were completely and utterly walloped with the same thing. Everyone is going through a recovery process as we speak.
Absolutely. So tell us about the historic district and what it means and what it's all about.
So the Naples Historic District was a neighborhood, the center of town, if you will, way back in the day. The pier was built in 1888, originally built in 1888, and then the neighborhood around it served as the city center, if you will, while things were starting to evolve early on. The old Naples Hotel, which sat where the Tommy Bahama parking lot is back behind 3rd Street, that was the center of town. Of course, Palm Cottage was right in between the two. So Naples Historical Society purchased Palm Cottage in 1979 and decided to turn it into a house-turned-museum, if you will, to be able to tell the story because of its proximity in that coveted Naples Historic District. The district itself is about less than one-tenth of 1 square mile, and it has about 57 historic properties in that district right now, and we continue to try to work with homeowners who are able to or interested in saving, rehabilitating, and preserving their historic structures.
So interesting. So Palm Cottage itself, I mean, that is such a beautiful property, and with such historical meaning. So how did you end up facing the problem of having the intrusion of this stormwater? I'm going to call sewage and all kinds of things coming into all of our homes on the coast.
Yeah, what came in was really devastating. Inside historic Palm Cottage, like all of the other historic houses in this neighborhood, we had mud, and I call it the Gulf of Mexico seabed mud and muck mixed in. Once the water retreated, the mud remained, and getting that mud out. Of course, I was downtown the day after, on Thursday morning, assessing all of our properties, and the first thing was to get the mud out of the house, starting with the front porch, using that as a staging area. We had a number of people step up to help in the early days. Of course, staff was there to help, but the entire first floor of historic Palm Cottage has Dade County pine that dates back to the origin of the building, which is 1895. And every single plank has been removed And it's going through a really interesting restoration process right now. So if you look inside the cottage, you may see a subfloor or you may see the dirt underneath. It's not on a foundation or on a slab. It is, you can see the dirt underneath. So I've got a fabulous contractor, John Breckel of Classic Carpentry, taking care of us. And it's been a very interesting process to see. I hope it's the first and last time we all have to endure something like this.
Well, they say it's a storm of a 500-year event. Let's hope it'll be another at least 50 years, if not 500. So, Elaine, let's talk about the services you're providing to the community to help them understand Naples' history. How can people get involved?
Well, at this point in time, while we have filed insurance, for the first time in history, by the way, we filed insurance on the building and the contents of historic Palm Cottage. We haven't heard back from our adjuster. We don't know how much we'll be able to recuperate, but I know that we do have a wish list on our website, including a photo gallery that was just posted yesterday on our website, where people can take a look at the damage, and if they'd like to be able to help out immediately, there are things that we need that would be enormously helpful. Other than that, Historic Palm Cottage has been closed because I can't have tourists comfortably go into the cottage at this point in time. I anticipate we'll be closed through December, which is unfortunate, but we'll still do what we can to exhibit the Christmas spirit and community spirit. My hope is that we can open toward the end of January. Certainly before that, but we've got a couple of great events in January. In fact, January 27th is a Friday. We have an event in the late morning called Gardenside Cheeky Chats, where we'll have some old-timers share stories about Naples history. And then that evening, we will have an event we call Brew in the Garden, where we will introduce a new brew called Naples Nitro, and that is in celebration of the city's centennial. And those coming to those events would be a wonderful way to get involved, or at least start exploring the interest in Naples Historical Society's other program.
Again, Naples Historical Society, all one word, NaplesHistoricalSociety.org is the website. I encourage you to check it out. You can also become a member. You can volunteer. Of course, the cottage will be opening, hopefully December or January. These events coming up, you can find out more at NaplesHistoricalSociety.org. Elaine, I really appreciate your commentary here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, Bob. I wish all the best to everyone who's in their recovery process as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with the former mayor of Naples, Bill Barnett, that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.